Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly. The satire, that is.
Hi, I'm Tony Hendra, and this is the Final Edition Radio Hour. My satirical marital partner, Jeff Chrysler, can't be with us tonight, as he's lighting candles for some reason. But hey-ho, I'll do my best, or at least my better. It's been an eventful week, beginning with the Trump thing's plan to bar all Muslims from our shores. Curiously, no one in the media has bothered to point out that a sizable fraction of the 1.6 billion Muslims on Earth belong to the Semitic tribes of North Africa, just as our Jewish friends do. So, on top of all the other sewage it spews, the Trump thing is guilty of anti-Semitism on a massive scale. Perhaps next week it will suggest that every Muslim already in the US must wear, clearly visible on their clothing, a yellow crescent. Meanwhile, in DC, the Supreme Court's equivalent of the Trump thing, Justice Scalia, while dumping all over affirmative action, failed to point out that the most obvious example of affirmative action not working was sitting right next to him. I'm pretty sure Justice Thomas would do much better in a less advanced court. Also in DC, the Pentagon decided that all combat roles were now open to women. So far, no one has yet pointed out that this brilliant move will strike terror into the terrorists of ISIS, since Muslim fundamentalists believe that if you're killed by a woman, you can't get into heaven. True dat. We have a great show for you tonight, dealing with these and other hot topics, such as what mistletoe thinks about when you kiss under it, how to get lean with Charlie Sheen, and the very, very moving story of brain surgeon Ben Carson's brain. So sit tight, light up a legal spliff, and immerse yourself in the Final Edition Radio Hour.
We here at the Final Edition would like to take a moment to address the current global warming situation. Speaking out on this very serious issue are some of the Earth's living creatures, other than ourselves.
Hey everybody, I'm Edgar the Eagle, and I wanted to let you all know that me and my kind can't take much more of this crap from you humans. I'm serious, really. I'm not fucking around here. I have lung disease, for Christ's sake. A fucking eagle with that lung disease from all these goddamn forest fires. What the hell is wrong with you people?
The Final Edition brings you an exclusive interview with Ben Carson's brain. Brain, thanks for being with us.
It's nice to be away from Carson.
Oh, doesn't he need you for basic motor functions?
You'd be surprised how little he needs me.
As Ben Carson's brain, you know that he said most people, upon completing AP history, will want to join ISIS.
Yeah, well, I don't take any credit for that.
He was talking using your speech center.
He was talking out of his ass.
What about when he said the Jews would have done a better job surviving the Holocaust if they'd had guns?
Look, I don't know where he gets his stupidity. I just know that my entire cerebral cortex is filled with this shit.
You mean it wasn't always like this?
I used to perform brain surgery, for crying out loud. Now, I'm all about how the pyramids were built by Joseph to store grain, and that Obamacare is the worst thing to happen in America since slavery.
So you don't believe the very ideas that rattle around inside you?
Give me some credit. I'm Carson's brain, not Carson's belief system.
You mean Carson and Carson's brain aren't together?
No. He separated us like we were conjoined twins.
But can Carson campaign without a brain?
Why not? It works for Trump.
Well, thank you, Ben Carson's brain. And what's next for you?
Not much. I'm the Maytag repairman of Republican Gray Matter.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor. Saint West! The dominion of his power shall have no end!
Saint West!
His governance shall be fair, and his spin up godly!
Saint West!
His toes shall be teeny tiny, and his hair shall be tufty!
Oh, yeah!
Saint West!
And the blessed child shall rule his kingdom with might! Forever and ever. Amen. Saint West!
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the
hay. And now, the Final Edition Radio Hour brings you an exclusive interview with Donald Trump. You're in the middle of yet another polarizing controversy, Mr. Trump.
Call me Chancellor.
Chancellor?
Führer.
I can't call you that, Mr. Trump.
Okay. Reichsmarschall. I don't care what you call me, media Schweinhund.
Mr. Trump, how do you answer the accusations that you're just like Adolf Hitler?
I am laughing.
Laughing?
Laughing. Laughing.
Oh, sorry.
Dummkopf.
Paul Ryan said you're not who the Republicans are as a party.
Ah, yes. Hill Ryan, the Speaker of the Reichstag.
The Speaker of the House.
I will not be questioned in my own interview.
That's what an interview is, sir.
All right. All right. I will let you interview me for 5 million Deutschmarks.
I'm a little short. Can I pay you tomorrow?
Tomorrow belongs to me!
You said that banning Muslims would be a temporary measure. How long is temporary?
First, I'm going to have a new NBC show called The Hater. And then, one called The Celebrity Hater.
You understand that your banning proposal is unconstitutional.
Unconstitutional? Schmonconstitutional.
People are saying that you're just using bigotry for political ends.
Well, they said that about Hitler, didn't they?
So now you're comparing yourself to Hitler.
I am not anything like Hitler!
That's our interview.
Und der deutsche Volk sieg ein! Sieg ein! Sieg ein!
Great news this week, folks. At long last, the Defense Department has opened all combat roles to women. The Final Edition was present when the historic announcement was made to a class of new female inductees at the Army's Elite Ranger School in Fort Benning, Georgia.
Great news today, ladies! What your mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers marched for, chained themselves to railings for, endured economic and voter discrimination, domestic and media abuse for, is finally a reality. All combat roles are now open to you! Now you too can indiscriminately carpet bomb and fire heavy artillery at non-hostile populations in their own homeland. Just like the guys!
Yeah!
Now you too can use incendiary white phosphorus devices at close quarters, incinerating innocent men, women, and children, then saturate them with depleted uranium so they'll suffer decades of lethal cancers. Just like the guys!
Yeah!
Now you too can beat, maim, abuse, waterboard, strapado, sodomize, and sleep-deprive detainees in U.S. Army prisons and hook their nuts up to car batteries while they're wearing hoods, just like the guys. Now you too can bomb clearly marked schools and hospitals and then strafe the unarmed occupants as they try to flee to safety, just like the guys. You too can give lives, limbs, organs, and vital functions to enrich transnational corporations and their billionaire shareholders while enhancing the careers of criminally corrupt politicians, just like the guys. And when you've made these sacrifices, ladies, you too can be sure that for the rest of your lives, your medical and psychological needs will be ignored, neglected, or defunded to balance the precious federal budget. thanks to that same fat, draft-dodging neocon with chronic ED from the right-wing think tank in DC who sent you to war in the first place! Just like that guy! Best news of all, ladies! Now you too can help the obscenely expensive, massively wasteful, systemically inefficient, dangerously outmoded, command-top-heavy U.S. military to lose yet another war! Just like the guy!
With luck, we'll be back with more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Pull up your pants, we're back! It's the Final Edition Radio Hour!
Psst! Hey guys, it's me, Mistletoe. I'm about to work my romantic holiday magic on the two party goers beneath me. Hell freaking yeah!
Hey, Lucy! Check it out. We're under the mistletoe.
Oh, so we are.
You know what that means.
I sure do.
Kiss her. Use tongue.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, Gary.
Good party, huh?
Beat it, Gary.
Yeah, man. Great party.
Ah, look, guys. We're all under the mistletoe.
They already knew that. Get lost.
You know what that means.
We sure do. It means we all get to make out.
Yep.
Wait, what?
Well, pucker up, guys. We're going in.
Three-way mistletoe make-out sesh? Hells yeah!
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, Sandra.
Not now, Sandra.
Under the mistletoe, are we?
Uh-huh.
You know what that means. We all get to suck face simultaneously.
Jesus!
Well, pucker up. We're going in.
Four-way make-out miracle!
Hey, guys. Under the mistletoe?
God!
Uh-huh. You know what that means.
Do it! Just do it already! Pucker up! Kiss!
Hey, maybe we should just start a new mistletoe tradition where we just high-five instead.
Yeah, okay.
That sounds good.
High-five!
What up, yo?
Boom!
No!
Oh, look! The mistletoe just spontaneously combusted. You know what that means.
We all get to screw!
Hell freaking yeah!
We here at the Final Edition would like to take a moment to address the current global warming situation. Speaking out on this very serious issue are some of the Earth's living creatures, other than ourselves.
Hi there, kids! I'm Sally the Seal, and I sure would appreciate it if you cut up these plastic soda rings! I know you think it's pretty cute when I'm begging for fish scraps, but have you ever seen one of my kind washed up on the beach and bloated from the sun? Well, it's not a pretty sight! So, please! Help me!
Trap this shtick! Oh, go fix yourself!
What's wrong with him, Doctor?
I'm afraid he has basic cable Tourette's. He can't stop yelling the stupid things they use to cover up swear words in R-rated movies on basic cable.
You melon-thumping rain slicker!
Well, it's really annoying. Is it permanent?
Sometimes it clears up after 11 p.m., when kids are less likely to be watching.
Is there a cure?
Well, we could bleep him like this.
You stupid!
That's even worse.
Pop off, you sock puppet!
You might want to try premium cable. Then he'll just yell the actual swear words.
Flippin' son of a buck!
Is it expensive?
I'm afraid so. But you get Game of Thrones.
Hey! What's up, my ninja?
Let's go for it.
2 weeks later.
Well, how's our patient after the operation?
Shit, piss, fuck!
Excellent.
Doctor, we're so grateful.
Suck my cock!
Don't thank me, just doing my job.
If you know someone with basic cable Tourette's, help is available. Ask your doctor or go to shitfuckwhorecunt.org. That's shitfuckwhorecunt.org. And remember...
Ass fuck cocksucker balls!
Body was stripped and dumped in the garbage.
Jeez, don't these people recycle?
Well, they burn off the fingerprints, but I can tell you this, your Vic was a Yale grad. Ask me how I know.
Don't tell me, Madam Medical Examiner. You were a member of Skull and Bones.
I'll never tell. No, look under the fingernails.
That's the wrong color. And those aren't fingernails.
Good eye, Detective. They're actually...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Central Air Flight 2004 to Chicago. For your entertainment, we offer satellite TV for an extra charge of $9.95 on this flight. This includes the same basic cable stations that you flip through at home without finding anything good.
I never knew that.
Yep, that's why I never go to Utah.
Seventh floor walk-up. No wonder the victim was in such good shape. That smell again. This is getting downright Proustian. Proustian? The novelist Marcel Proust wrote how an aroma can unleash a flood of memories. You smell Earl Grey tea, and suddenly you remember sitting at your best friend's house on a rainy day in high school listening to Spike Jones records.
Well, that's oddly specific.
Yeah, that's just what the person watching this TV show is thinking. They're wondering how I could possibly have chosen an exact memory from their own past.
Which means maybe this isn't just another episode of Law and Order. Maybe this is a direct communication from your...
In a moment, our flight attendants will be coming around with the drink cart. Juices and sodas are complimentary. Alcohol is available for an extra charge. Water is only available in the event of a water landing.
Chicken entrails all over the road in Salt Lake City.
That's how dead people get to the other side.
I hear ferrets make good pets.
I've lost the thread of this whole conversation.
All rise, the Honorable Judge Ramsley presiding.
Be seated. Does the state wish to make an opening statement?
We're going to try something a little different, Your Honor. I want you and the person who's watching this program on TV to think of a number between 1 and 10. Don't tell me the number.
Does it have to be an integer or could it include fractions?
It can be literally any number.
Okay, got it.
That number is a key. It's the doorway out of the whole...
This is your captain speaking. The weather in Chicago is 32 degrees with moderate winds and 70% chance of rain. For premium club members, the weather in Chicago is 64 degrees with no winds and no chance of rain. We'll be landing in Chicago at 9:30 p.m. Premium club members will be landing in Chicago at 8:15 p.m. They will disembark at that time. Then we'll take the plane back up in the air and just kind of fly around for another hour or so for the rest of you.
Beehive, whoever you are, I know you can hear me. They'll do anything to stop this message from getting through. So you must go to Fremont Drive and look for the man with a...
We know you have a choice of airlines for your travel this evening, so thank you for choosing Central Air and, thank you for choosing Central Air.
Hey, girls. Are you a struggling actress trying to lose weight?
Uh-huh.
Then you need to try the all-new Hollywood method. Get lean with Charlie Sheen.
Get lean with Charlie Sheen?
That's right. Get Lean with Charlie Sheen is proven to shed LBs faster than any workout regimen. And it's easy.
How easy?
All you have to do is have unprotected vaginal or anal intercourse with the former 2.5 Men star and voila.
Voila?
Voila. In just a few months, the HIV will do what it does best.
Make us thin.
Exactly. Now, here to tell you more about it is the founder of The Method himself.
Hi, I'm Charlie Sheen, and I can tell you that HIV, otherwise known as Get Lean with Charlie Sheen, is a fast and effective way to being Hollywood thin. Just ask any of my ex-girlfriends or their kids.
Get Lean with Charlie Sheen. Available on any street corner near you.
Between 2001 and 2013, 1,367 young men in military service lost all or part of their penises. Thanks to the miracle of modern medicine, penis transplants are now possible at a cost of between $200,000 and $400,000 per transplant. But some doctors say that since transplants are not needed to save a patient's life, the operation raises serious ethical issues. The final edition spoke to Dr. Ben Dover of Johns Hopkins Military Hospital in Baltimore.
Dr. Dover, how does a penis transplant work?
Like any other transplant, we wait for a donor, like, say, one of these frickin' bikers, surgeons remove his junk, get it over to us, and we attach it to our brave, wounded warrior. Actually, compared to a liver or face transplant, it's pretty simple. Mostly veins and nerves and the all-important urethra.
The urethra allows the recipient to urinate again, correct?
Right. But more important, the urethra is the channel for our plucky young warrior to shoot his sperm into a compliant female and ensure the survival of the human race. I'd say that has priority over taking a leak.
So this breakthrough must be good news to transgender people as well as the military.
You kidding? You talking about a gallant young fighter who's given his all for his country, including his John Thomas versus some pervert skank who wants to be a boy? Get out of here!
Private Pyle, you lost most of your penis in Helmand Province last year, and you're one of the first recipients slated for a penis transplant. How do you feel about doctors and bioethicists who worry that, since it isn't to save life, these transplants raise serious issues?
I don't give a fuck about the issues. I know my constitutional rights.
The Constitution covers penis transplants?
Sure does. The 4th and the 14th Amendments guarantee my rights to private.
General Dick E. Johnson is the Pentagon's top administrator for medical services and responsible for its overall medical budget. General, this new penis transplant breakthrough must be pretty thrilling news to all the fighting men.
Why? I'm a fighting man and it's fucking bad news to me!
Why is that, General Dick E. Johnson?
Simple math, media parasite! 1,327 penises at 400 grand each is $530,800,000 plus another 100 G's per penis for ongoing care to make sure the new dingus doesn't get rejected and fall off! Grand total, $663,350,000. You know what we can buy with that?
A bomber?
Only one wing of a B-2 stealth bomber. But it also buys 110 top procurement officers and 24 militaries around the world. That's worth trillions.
So the Pentagon isn't going to pay for our wounded warriors' new penises?
Sure, we'll pay for this batch. But that's it. From now on, we got a better idea.
Which is...
Women in combat!
When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah, we'll give him a hearty welcome then, hurrah, hurrah. Oh, the men will cheer, the boys will shout, the ladies, they will all turn out and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home, and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home.
They don't like it when I roll my R's. Here if I do it more. Next on, the final edition.
Okay, I think you should do all of this.
What?
You don't improvise, that you're telling me?
No, I can't improvise this. There's not enough substance to get my teeth into.
After these messages, the final edition radio hour will go to pi squared.
We will be right back after this.
Now, do something French. Imagine drinking wine.
Just did.
We'll be back to discuss on the final edition Radio Hour.
Okay, these are incomprehensible. That's enough.
We'll be back soon with more of the final edition
Radio Hour!
Welcome back. I'm Tony Hendro. The final edition Radio Hour models itself in format and spirit after the National Lampoon Radio Hour. in its heyday 40 years ago when I was editing the magazine. I've been revisiting material from the mid-70s in previous shows. This week I've put together a Christmas show featuring Bill Murray, Gilda Radner, Chevy Chase, John Belushi, and Christopher Guest. All of them before Lorne Michaels, quote, discovered them, unquote. And NL, the National Lampoon, became SNL. Need I say more? As a bonus, there's also the late, great Harold Ramis. Here we go.
Mr. Santa, for Christmas, could I please have a Busy Brenda mystery action vacuum cleaner doll?
No, honey. Sorry.
Could I have, a battery-operated dog family?
No.
Could I Flexi the pocket monkey?
No, you may not have Flexi the pocket monkey.
Mr. Santa, could I have, a Ready Ranger mobile field
helicopter? Oh, I'd have to go all the way out to Corvettes to get that. Forget it. What else?
Could I get just a little tiny Nerf ball?
No Nerf ball.
Could I get a Vic Hadfield hockey game?
Oh, a Vic Hadfield hockey game?
Yeah.
Well, no. Ha! What else?
Fluffy.
Fluffy, you want a Fluffy? No. The answer is no, you can't have it. Ha! You want a trap door? Whoa!
Mr. Santa!
That's one of Santa's little tricks. The price you pay for getting
Mr.
on Santa's lap, you give you the trap door.
Mr. Santa, Barbie was going to go to
Are
Malibu.
Are you sure about Malibu?
She needs a tan.
Oh, like I'm tan from the sun?
Yeah.
Well, my name is Santa from Trapdoor, Wisconsin. Oh, there you go on the floor again. Come on up.
Santa.
It's the old trapdoor bit, baby, the oldest one in
Mr.
the book.
Mr. Santa.
You fell for
can
it.
Can I get a sad sack pearl doll?
Oh, a sad sack pearl doll. Isn't that precious? No, you may not. Ha! What else don't you want? Or want to have and can't have?
Mr. Santa, for Christmas I was hoping I would get some Play-Doh.
Play-Doh? Is that what you want, kitten? Play-Doh.
I want enough to build my parents a house in the country.
Enough to build your parents a house in the country?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, since that is an awful lot of Play-Doh, I'll just say no.
Ha! Oh, no, Mr. Santa, could I...
No, you get it? Wait. You can't have the Play-Doh.
Mr. Santa, please,
When are you going to quit?
Shh. Mr. Santa, I don't have much time.
Santa's getting riled. Don't push Santa.
He gets ugly. Mr. Santa, I would like to get a magic slate.
A magic slate?
Yes.
Oh, so you could do magic with it.
Well, you draw
it. Draw on it and then erase it right away, right?
Right.
So then there's nothing left. Well, tell you what, we'll eliminate the middleman, and I'll give you nothing. Ha!
I was hoping that maybe...
You were hoping. What else were you hoping for,
I wanted
brainless brat?
To get the art masterpieces game.
Stick it in your ear. No art masterpieces for you, Christmas time.
I won't be getting that?
Nope. Don't bother to look in the stocking, because it ain't going to be there.
But, Mr. Santa, what about a set of Pez?
Well, that seems like a rather small request, just to, you know...
It only doesn't cost very much.
Piece of Pez. Heck, you can get them free lots of times.
Well, could I...
You want Pez?
Yeah.
You can't have it! Ha! I love it! You're not getting it. And that's wacky old Santa at it again. Ha!
Don't go to Markham's department store. The Santa is a fraud.
A fraud? Realistic is a little bit more like it. Thank you.
Here's Dr. Chevy Chase with this simple test.
How can I really know if I'm a humorous person or an average run-of-the-mill I-don't-get-it type? Well, it's often better to find out if you're funny in the privacy of your own home first. Right now, unplug your radio and take it into the bathroom with you. We'll give you 5 seconds to get there. Are you there? Good. Plug the radio in and stand in front of your bathroom mirror. Don't be embarrassed. You're all alone. Simply follow instructions. Now, insert the pinky fingers of your left and right hands, respectively, into the left and right corners of your mouth, like so. pull hard so that your lips peel back and you can see your teeth. Are you looking at yourself in the mirror? Is it funny? You've probably started chuckling already, haven't you? A good sign. Let's hurry while we have the moment and move right on to the shtick test. Okay, now, still keeping one finger in your mouth, take your other hand and remove the top from the jar of Vaseline on the shelf below your mirror. Ordinary toothpaste or shaving cream will do. Spread some on your left cheek and in your hair. Pretty funny, huh? If you're not already laughing, try drooling or spitting up on yourself a bit and wiping it into your shirt. The shoulder is always a funny place to do this. While you are laughing, immediately remove the other finger from your mouth and change instantly into a serious expression. And, while looking right into your reflection, say the words moose poop or poupée. You are sure to crack yourself up. Here comes the final and most important test to help you find out if you indeed have a sense of humor. Open the cabinet and remove the blade from your razor. Close the cabinet and stare at your face briefly. No smiling or cracking up. Now, quickly, just as fast as you can, slit your left wrist, taking care not to cut the tendons. Only the blood vessels should be severed. Repeat with your right wrist. Okay? Now, if you thought I was serious about slitting your wrists, you blew it. And clearly you don't have a sense of humor at all. If, however, you thought I was only kidding, you're right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Yoni Mitchell!
I'm gonna tell the whole world how you put me through hell, and the better I tell it, the better it'll sell. How you made me make your breakfast, how you made me make your bed. Now I'm gonna go and I'm gonna tell the whole world every show and it's word you said. Oh, you old masher, you dope stasher, you somewhere flasher, I your jockey shorts are red, but you really like instant coffee and you still want the bed. And if you don't believe me, then you're a dumber son of a than I thought you were in the first place. And I didn't think you were too smart to begin with. You told me that you liked the way I sang, but when I put on my record, you know you were up and out the door with a bang. And you can still hang your hat on my hat rag in a time, but if you won't listen to me sing about you, then you know that you ain't no friend of mine. Oh, you old mucker, you thumb sucker, you mother hush, I love you, darling. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
My own holiday recipe for Santa cupcakes. First, I take 2 boxes of confectioner's sugar, 4 packages of Philadelphia brand cream cheese, 3 candy canes, and a hammer. Then I mix all the ingredients in a large black boot and stir briskly. Then away to the window, I fly like a flash, tear open the shutters, and throw up on the sash. Thank you.
Oh, poor Brian Jones of the Rock Rolling Stones. Life below was a habit to feed. In his home in the sky, he pops stars to stay high. Now he knows what they mean by Godspeed. Oh, I dreamed I was there in overdose heaven, where a white boy, a black, and a girl are white.
busted and wasted, our Jimmy had tasted the last of his cold turkey suppers. Now the saints guard his stash of heavenly hash. God deals him nothing but uppers. Oh, I dreamed I was there in overdose heaven, where a white boy, a black and a girl are wiped out on infinity, a new holy trinity, Brian, Jimmy, and Earl. Not one for half measures, Janice J mixed her pleasures, shot up what she couldn't drink down. No angels protested when the lady requested long sleeves for her heavenly gown. Oh, I dreamed I was there in overdose heaven, where a white boy, a black and a girl are wiped out on infinity, a new holy trinity, Ryan, Jimmy, and Earl.
And the littlest Christmas tree said, "Oh, no one will ever choose me. I'll never have a home."
Just then, as the clock struck midnight on Christmas Eve, a man noticed the little tree. The man was not dressed elegantly. He was actually quite poor. But he saw the tree, and he fell in love with it. And he said to the owner, "How much will it cost to buy this tree?" And the owner said, "Oh, that little tree, I'll give it to you for a quarter." And the man said, "That's just right." And he reached in his threadbare pants and pulled out a shiny quarter and gave it to the man. He picked up the little tree in his arms and took it home. And when he arrived home, his family was delighted with the little tree. It was going to be a happy Christmas after all. And everyone in the family agreed. It was the best Christmas tree they ever ate.
Strange lights appear in the skies all over the world. The wife of a carpenter experiences virgin birth, and a baby is born with a head that glows like a fluorescent lamp. Dare I ask it? Yes. Was the infant Jesus neither man nor God, but merely one of the countless aliens that visit the Earth each and every day? The answer? Yes, definitely. Take that and shove it up the tube marked certainty, in the fuzzy place called the Twilight Zone.
Before the game.
Okay, coach.
All right, shut up, Chico.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you guys. We ain't had a serious talk since the beginning of the season, but I think it's... All right, look, I think it's time we had one now.
All right, coach. You tell us.
Well, shut up. I got something to say. Okay, now, some of this may sound stupid to some of you guys, but I want you to hear me out. Now, look, you know, different people think about life in different ways. Lawyers think life is a big courtroom. Doctors probably think life is like a big operation. And bus drivers think life is a big bus, I guess. Who knows what the hell those guys think.
You're right, Coach. Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I always thought of life as a big football game.
So what's the point, Coach?
Yeah.
The point is this, Schnabel. There are winners and losers in the game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
God damn it, I asked you to listen, and by God, you're going to listen to what I got to say. Now, that's right. Winners and losers. But there's some guys who don't even get to finish the game. Maybe the coach takes them out, or maybe they injured. They don't even stay in the game long enough to feel like they won or lost.
Now, come on, what you talking about, coach?
I'm talking about this, Stretch. There's a big coach somewhere in the universe, and he's about to cut the team.
Huh? What? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I mean, Stefanski, you got leukoplakia. It's a rare form of lung cancer. The doc says you might not last this season.
Oh, breaks. Yeah.
I'm sorry, really.
Oh, really, really. Oh,
I suppose that one of us ought to say something, coach, and ask defensive captain.
Wait, that's not all. Luciano has Huntington's chorea.
What?
They're taking you to the hospital at halftime, Lucky.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm sorry. Coach, listen, I'd like
Hold
to
it, there's more. More. Schaefer and Collins, you two have sickle cell anemia, highly advanced.
I don't want to die. I want to play pro ball.
Townsend, Carlson, and McNulty, spinal meningitis. Harrison, Hawkins, and Sanchez, nephrosis. Hooker, Perez, Cavello, Pickett, and Friedman, you got encephalitis. Murray, Paluzzi, Boyle, Ryan, O'Flaherty, muscular dystrophy.
This is Tony Hendra. We'll be back after this.
Pull up your pants! We're back! It's the Final Edition Radio Hour!
Tony, we gotta come up with a promo. Our listeners don't know enough about all the great stuff the Final Edition does. Even when we tell them, it's all this, like, blah, 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 dot, 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 www, URL crap. No one gets what that is on radio. They just tune it out.
Well, I have the perfect way to hold their attention while we give them the goods. When I was at the National Lampoon in the 70s, our most famous cover had a cute mutt with a 38 Magnum to its head and the legend, buy this magazine or we'll shoot this dog.
Yeah, I remember that, but how does that help us? It was a visual image for a magazine.
Meet Freckles.
Freckles? Oh, there. Good boy. Yay! What's the matter then?
Also, meet my 38 Magnum.
Jesus Christ, you have a gun? Don't wave that thing around here. Is that thing loaded?
Sure is. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. If you don't stay tuned to this promo while Jeff gives you all the necessary info about our fabulous website and our fabulous YouTube channel and other fabulous stuff we do, I will shoot this dog.
Jesus, man, take the gun out of that defenseless animal's ear.
Uh-uh. Give him a good, Jeff.
Oh, my God, poor Freckles. Okay, fine. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour, you want more of what we do, go to thefinaledition.com. Our radio airs on this network on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at 8, as well as Wednesday at midnight. We've also got an album, we've got a Twitter feed, we've got a great YouTube channel, Facebook, everything you can want at thefinaledition.com.
Now, tell them to tap all that into their iPhones or leave themselves an audio memo.
No, I won't. I told them enough, Tony. I'm calling me a...
Tell them, or the dog gets it. I'm cocking the gun right now.
Okay, listeners, please, write this down. Thefinaledition.com. Thefinaledition.com. Go there for everything you want from the Final Edition, or this crazy old British coot is going to plug old Freckles.
Okay, that wasn't so hard, was it? Come here, Freckles, you dumb old chum. Hey, get down! Get down! Get away from me! Get you crazy cunt!
Good job, Freckles! Get him! Sick him! Oh, yeah, this is Jeff Kreiser for the Final Edition Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. 8 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Midnight on Wednesday.
No, Freckles, put that thing down! You don't have opposable thumbs! No!
We interrupt this program with some breaking news. Star Wars BB-8 robots are sold out. That's BB-8, the robot from the new Star Wars film, sold out.
Okay, kids, I have some bad news and some good news. The bad news is everywhere is sold out of BB-8 robots. But the good news is your dad is going to be back from Afghanistan in time for Christmas! Yay!
What?
Your dad is coming home for Christmas!
No BB-8 robot! Christmas is ruined! Ah!
Up and down this great nation of ours, anxious shoppers continue their hopeless search for the elusive toy.
Best Buy is sold out. Macy's is sold out. Everywhere is sold out. What am I going to do?
My kid needs a BB-8. I mean, absolutely needs one.
Count yourself lucky. I have twins. I need two.
Hey, look. That guy's got one. He's really got a BB-8.
I'll give you anything for it.
I'll give you 200.
500.
I'll give you 10,000.
20. And my boat.
20 and my boat and my condo.
What? No, don't walk away. You want a kidney? My daughter's virginity? Come back. We can negotiate.
Reports just in. All across America, devastated children with nothing else to live for are giving themselves cancer in the hopes that the Make-A-Wish folks will provide them with a BB-8.
My hair's dropped out and I have to sleep 20 hours a day now. But if I get a BB-8, it'll all have been worth it.
Children of America, today we face up to a difficult truth. There are no more BB-8 robots. Not a single one. I looked. I found Bin Laden. So believe me when I say I really looked.
As America despairs, the only hope left is Santa.
Yay, Santa! I know you'll be able to get me and my brother a BB-8 robot.
Ho, ho, ho! No, sorry, kid. I got nothing, but I do expect a restock in January.
Well, I suppose that's it then.
So with the holidays ruined, Americans are left to wonder, why?
The dark side is strong with you. Ho, ho, ho! Happy holidays!
We here at the Final Edition would like to take a moment to address the current global warming situation. Speaking out on this very serious issue are some of the Earth's living creatures, other than ourselves.
I'm Billy the Beaver and I'm tripping my fucking balls off! What the fuck are you people putting in the water? Holy mother of God, Jesus fuck! Wait, did you hear that? I think I heard something, man.
The wood is talking to me.
Ah! Oh, how I find picking my own nose to be so dreary. I wish I could pay someone to do it for me.
Well, now you can. We cordially invite you to try our deluxe luxury services at Indulgence Spa. Try our luxury nose-picking treatment, wherein one of our certified technicians will gently cleanse, exfoliate, and massage the inside of your nose with a satin glove soaked in essential oils and rose water.
Delicious. Tell me more.
We also offer artisan ass bleaching and waxing, hand-rubbed with organic and all-natural ingredients that won't cause any immediate skin cancer. Is your vagina starting to look droopy and tired?
Well, now that you mention it.
Then get rid of those elephant ears and perk them up with a steam and fluff. Come visit one of our nearby locations today to beautify and pamper those parts of you that no one else cares about except you.
I can see myself in my own ass. Fabulous.
Final Edition asks the man on the street, what's your favorite holiday tradition?
Oh, I like to fuck me a fat girl.
This year, I'm hoping for the biggest, fattest goose ever and to not die.
Well, at the nudist colony, we all get together and sing Jingle Balls. Get it?
We hide from my father.
My favorite Christmas tradition is to get fucked by a real skinny guy.
I like eating wrapping paper.
My favorite Christmas tradition is when my wife repeatedly walks into a door. Why is this any of your business?
I enjoy stealing all the baby Jesuses from nativity scenes.
I stick a sprig of holly up my ass and you can eat...
All the usual thing. Cutting open a dog, seeing how it works.
Welcome to our annual Christmas pageant starring officers and civilian staff from the Roto-Ville Police Department. And now, on with the show. 'Twas Christmas, the season of order and peace, and a wish from the hard-working chief of police.
I love my subordinate police officers so much, if only I could give them something for Christmas. Sergeant Brickman, if you wished upon a star, what wish would that be?
I would wish for all the world to live as brothers, and a radio surveillance van with an infrared sensor.
Poor Sergeant Brickman and his mysterious coughing disease.
Don't worry about me, Chief. I'll be just fine.
So the chief walked outside, in the graveyard shift air, thinking that life isn't always so fair. Then he looked at the night sky, and there out so far was the very same aforementioned wish upon star.
Oh, star that I wish upon for a Christmas miracle. I wish Sergeant Brickman could use a new surveillance van with an infrared sensor before he succumbs to that mysterious coughing disease.
And the star replied,
oh, kindly police chief, don't you know you've had the power in you all along to make your wishes come true? All you have to do is believe in yourself. And then just go out and take people's stuff under civil forfeiture laws.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
If you suspect someone of selling drugs, you can just take the house, even if you don't press charges.
Yeah, I always forget about that.
Then just sell the fucking house.
Yeah, sell the house. Screw those people.
Yeah, screw them, right?
Yeah.
And so, through the night, policemen got tough, just looking for people and taking their stuff.
Yeah, we're not arresting any of you people, but your new stereo is guilty of interstate trafficking.
I'm confiscating this money because I don't see any legitimate reason to have this much cash lying around.
It's just $14.
My kid wants a pony, and you know what? This pony has been dealing crack.
Thus they continued to cruise through the night, filling their cars with all money in sight, with baubles and trinkets and furs deep and wide, and somebody's car with a roach clip inside. They auctioned some off, then a Christmas Day shocker presented itself in the evidence locker. You wished on a star? Well, then here's your answer. A radio van with an infrared sensor.
I can die in peace,
said poor Sergeant Brickman, and then he did. That's it, guys. Now go out and make a Christmas miracle.
Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, James Mount, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Anne Tuchel, and Darby Worley. Credit to our writers at the Final Edition Radio Hour: Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Abby Parker, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, Leslie Shapira, Kurt Weitzman, Kate Knowles, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC. Copyright 2015. Thank you.